Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to our wonderful program that we call Ding the Bell.
Ding the Bell.
I am Ding.
I am the Bell.
We're two ADD Asians that require a bell to keep us on track so that we don't go off topic.
I think we still go off the topic with
I know, we still do.
But that's okay. It's kind of, yeah.
It's just fun.
Yeah, it's fun.
So, just to let you know, if you pick up the show from Pride 48... Welcome back. And those of you who pick up the show because you were not in Vegas, but you were just listening, I know several. Actually, I have one. Oh, I cannot remember her name. Sorry. But she said, I heard you guys from Pride 48 and I listened to your show. Now you guys are funny. From Facebook, she sent me a message. Yeah, so it's very nice. Thank you so much, those of you who are new. And those of you who are just listening from Pride 48 feed, the bell that we use are... a real bell. It is not a sound effect. It's not an app from the iPhone.
Oh, they thought it was sound effect.
Yeah, a lot of people thought it was sound effects, but it's not. It's actually an actual real bell. And yeah, it's kind of nice because this bell was purchased from a... Go ahead. Go ahead, blow into the microphone. I want to hear it. Please, please do.
No, I'm done. Did you hear?
Yes.
Okay, go on. Go on. Go on.
You can go on, but your paper is like...
Oh.
Ooh, something comes out juicy. Something juicy comes out from your nose.
Okay, go on.
This bell was purchased from a... What was it? It was a Staples, I believe.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Staples. You know the? Do you know the new Trader Joe's?
Uh huh.
Right now, next to Target, Leeward? Trader Joe's. Not Leawood. This here.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah.
By Target, yeah. That one used to be a staple, so it was open for only a short moment. It was new and it was big.
Oh, no more Target and Staple.
What?
No more Target and the Staple.
Huh?
No more Target and this is a Staple.
No, next to Target, where Trader Joe's is currently, used to be a Staples.
Oh, I guess, yeah.
And we would go, I don't know why for some reason Bruce and I love office supply store. We just like to go, we don't even buy anything, we just go there and look around, you know?
Oh.
So we went there a few times and I thought, oh, I want this for the bell. And the idea was that I never really thought about using the bell as...
You were going to do
I was going to do sound effects. I didn't really think about the real bell.
Yeah.
But then I went to... This is a good informational show for the ladies and gentlemen who are so nice to come back and listen to our craziness. Ding the bell.
It's only you need.
Yes. And so I bought
it.
Oh, okay. So the bell that I got was so that I can draw the logo.
Oh,
so
okay.
I needed something.
Oh, I didn't know. Yeah,
I needed something to look at, and so I tried to look up online, and I was like, you know, I want to see an actual bell, so I went there and picked up this bell. Did Bruce buy it for me? Maybe he did. Oh, but we bought it together. I don't remember, but
I think Bruce bought it for you.
Yeah, maybe so.
And then you told me like my baby gave me the remember that it's a gift from your love.
Yeah, how sweet. How sweet.
Yes.
But anyway, so yeah, so that's the history of the bell. But Very nice. we have a right now we're going to go into our topic. Oh, sorry. Wrong sound.
Did we end the show?
what is the sound? This one. This week's topic is going to be, you have to say it, okay?
Extreme topic.
Extreme. So, but before we talk about extreme, I want to also make you tell us a new word of the bell. You know, the new word of the bell is, ladies and gentlemen, the new word of the bell is.
What was it?
Fatigue.
Ah, fatigue.
Say it again.
Fatigue.
Fetid. Okay, when she said that in Las Vegas, I almost died.
Fetid.
Fetid. So can you make a sentence out of the word fetid?
Ding is office supply fetid.
Okay.
That was very easy.
Even though it means nothing to the listener, that was very easy. You thought you did a good job, didn't you?
That was very easy. Oh, let me change it.
Okay, okay.
If you fatigued about something.
Bye-bye.
Child will mew you.
Right.
Child will mew you. If you fatigued about something, you're fun.
Okay, we'll just leave it at that.
Okay.
Leave it at that. Come up to daddy. Come up to daddy. Okay. Come up, up. So, the topic this week that we're going to talk about is extreme. Can you please tell us what this topic means?
Extreme topic. It's kind of fun because according to my James, whenever we talk about thing or whatever, I guess I go always extreme place.
Yes, she always, so you tell her one thing, her mind definitely would then blow it up 10,000 times. And then she would think immediately linked to something that is super serious. Just to give you an example, we were upstairs earlier. I was getting a drink. And I was by this sink, and then we saw this bright lightning, like that. So we saw the lightning, and then the thunder was, no.
Thunder,
yeah, we saw the lightning, and the thunder came, boom, really loud.
Yeah.
So she was, oh my God. And then she went outside and looked, and she said, oh my God, what if it's a bomb?
Can you believe if it was a bomb?
I know. So things like that. So let's hear directly from the bell. What real life situation where she would go from lightning to bomb? Like she would go extreme. And not only extreme in a good way, typically extreme in a bad way.
I know. I'm always prepared for worst case scenario so I don't have to disappoint myself.
Uh-huh.
So this
is I understand you. Yeah.
This is
I just don't tell people.
Yeah, my Mari does the same thing. But here's a very funny example. It happened, really happened.
Uh-huh.
So me and James, we were at the Walmart.
Uh-huh.
And then he left me in a car. So I was waiting for him. He went to pick up some kind of birthday gift or whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
He was gone, like he said, I'll be right back. 10 minutes. 20 minutes, almost 30 minutes, he didn't come back. I was like, what the heck? So then he finally came back. He's like, he obviously had something, you know, going on. So I'm like, what's up? He's like, oh my God, there was a douchebag at the Walmart. So what's going on? He's like, they said two stupid kids, like a couple, trying to sell like a magazine because they were doing like a project for school. And then, like, obviously looks like a drug dealer.
Uh-huh.
And then, like, they said, I mean, are you interested in buying magazine? Because we are collecting money.
I'm just thinking of the final result of the story.
money to send the money to the soldier of, like, you know, wounded soldier or whatever. And then James' mind, it's not true because they don't really send the money like that because there is the organization take care of stuff like that. So they won't allow anybody to just personally do it, you know. And then they were too old to be high school student or whatever. So anyway, so he came back and then he said, he told manager at Walmart, really doesn't do anything. So I said, why don't you call police? Because you need to report it. So then we were at the parking lot trying to make sure that you know, Jewish people, they're leaving from parking, whatever. But they didn't.
Okay, let me see. He sounded like she said Jewish people. She did not say Jewish people. She said
douche. Not Jewish. Douche. Yeah, like scumbags.
Yes.
Anyway, and then finally, he's like, I think they're gone. I'm like, okay, well, instead of waiting, why don't we just drive by to the car and get the license plate information, whatever. So take a picture. And he's like, well, I can't be obvious. So I'm going to read it quickly. So you take note. I'm like, oh my gosh, I was nervous. And when we
were nervous,
I was
why?
Nervous trying to get the information because I had to be really quick. How can I type really fast? So then when we
this
drove
by. This is
when
by, you need to use your iPhone's voice memo.
Sure. And then like. Anyway, so they were gone. So then, okay, well, they're gone, whatever. So we were on the way to the birthday party. He's like, okay, well, I want to tell you this. if something like, you know, happened like this, you know, make sure, you know, you're aware. You don't want to be too obvious that they, you know, let them know that you notice something different. Act like you don't really know what's going on. Then
just
quietly,
be smart,
yeah, let them go and then like report.
So they won't come to get you or whatever.
Exactly.
Right?
Then I was like, and then like at the parking
did
lot.
Did you never think about that?
Well, I kind of knew, but then, you know, James said, also at the parking lot, whatever, and then, like, make sure you just kind of get in the car and lock the door, whatever, and then, like...
Make sure nobody's by your car.
Yeah, exactly. And then, like, really, just don't...
Self-defense.
Exactly. He's like, don't... Like, make sure you're not going to make scene out of it. Like, don't be too obvious, whatever. Then I said, oh, yeah.
I think we need echo for that.
And then like I said, oh yeah, you're right, I don't want them to follow the house and kill my Jesse Lee, poison Jesse Lee.
That's the part. Not just kill yeah. her dog by poison.
Yeah, so I don't want them to come by our house and poison Jesse Lee. And he looked at me like, first like, what the fuck kind of thing. And he laughed and he's like, why the hell we were talking about self-defense and now you went all the way to Jesse Lee and somebody's going to poison Jesse Lee.
Oh my gosh, that's so funny. You always are like that.
Yeah.
Every situation.
I know, my mind thought they're going to follow me and then find that I have a dog, lovely dog, and they're going to kill dog to revenge us.
Yeah, which makes sense. But,
but poison.
It's very funny. That's why sometimes when you complain to me about work or about something else, I kind of have to give it, like I have to divide that whatever you told me. I have to divide that by 100,000 and then I'll see, oh, the real situation is actually not that bad. Because the way you say it, it sounds like it's horrible and you're going to like, it's horrible. It's the end of your career and all that. But it's not. It's just, oh, somebody just said this.
So to me, it's a life-threatening event.
Say that again.
Life-threatening event.
Not threatening. Try that again.
It's a major event for me.
What is life?
Life-threatening.
Threatening. Yeah, it's a life-threatening event for you.
So funny. Can you say that?
So life, that you get the word in your head.
Life-threatening.
Threaten. Like, so I'm threatening you. I threaten.
Oh, threaten.
Yeah, threaten and threatening.
But this kind of extreme thing happening all the time at the house.
Like what? Oh my gosh, I just like spit snot out.
So then,
oh, I have one thing to tell you, the funny thing.
Yeah,
upstairs.
Yeah, tell me upstairs. What was it
right
that?
Now? Yeah. I have a cramp. Cramp.
Runny
nose. No. What I wanted to say was, so I was upstairs checking on. Okay, so she came over not because she wants to record a show, not only because she wants to record a show all the time. But not only she wants to record the show, she actually came over here because she needed tech support for her computer.
Exactly.
So we were doing something upstairs with a computer, and so it's taking a long time. And so I went upstairs to take a break after between shows, and we went upstairs to take a break, and I check on the computer. So I look down on the keyboard. There's peanut butter on the keyboard.
On your keyboard?
On my keyboard. So because I was eating peanut butter and carrots earlier.
Yes.
So there's peanut butter on, not on the, it's like a little bit on the keyboard, a little bit on the side, on the
oh,
computer.
Oh, don't tell me, did you eat it?
I did not want to eat it. So what I did was like, what is this thing? I touch it. Oh, it's peanut butter. Immediately, I put the finger in my mouth and lick it.
You're horrible.
Sometimes I do that and it's not good. Like my reflex, automatically, I pick up something that I think was food. I just put it into my mouth.
Oh my God. Are you a bird?
Or a pig.
Oh my gosh, so funny.
I know, but
James kind of does that too. Like whenever he's got a little piece between his teeth,
yeah.
And then like I said, "Ew, you have something between your teeth," and he go, "Really?" Kind of like cleaning with his tongue, and
let's
after that, I can see he's eating like tongue, and like then after that, his mouth's moving. Like, did you just eat the thing? Like, yeah.
What's wrong with that? It's your own food that was already in your mouth.
Oh yeah, true.
Even if it's on the ground, you pick it up and you put it in. That, I mean, there's, you know, like the peanut butter was a little weird because I just pick it up. My reflex was to just
eat it. That's really bad. What if it was poisoning?
I know. You just did that.
What if it was like, you know, like a fly killer, like a little gel or whatever on the keyboard? You licked it, it's gonna melt your tongue. You're gonna lose part of your tongue.
We should do the whole bit in echo because you're so extreme.
You know what I mean? You can't do that. What if you find something?
I even do that outside, like outside.
Oh like, my.
At work, because sometimes, you know, you're eating something and then you find pieces on there, just pick it. Oh, I just put it in my mouth.
Oh my God.
Without thinking.
You don't know. And whenever I walk my dog, I always tell her, because, like, you know, there's a bunch of things on the ground, I always say, don't eat the thing. It might be fertilizer. Fertilizer.
Oh, wait. I'm gonna, oh my God, cramp. Might be what?
I'm so extreme.
Might be what?
Fertilizer. Fertilizer. Fertilizer.
Yes.
Fertilizer. I'm just prepared.
Fertilizer is to make the fat person rise. It's fertilizer.
So somebody can fly with
fertilizer.
Fertilizer. Mm-hmm. But James kind of laughed too. He kind of like have confused face and he go, why you go so extreme to
I
like,
know.
To like far, almost like a west to east. We west to east.
Oh my gosh!
Wow.
Well, you're.
And when I told Dame,
Ding,
yeah. You, yeah. And then you're like, ah, so funny. You have such a great imagination. Yeah. I think I do.
You do. You're so creative. That's why I said, you know, on the show that I really enjoy you being on the show is because, well, you know, there's several things that make you not.
I just pulled my. I need a tissue. I'll be back.
All right, go to the bathroom, and get the little toilet paper.
Are you pausing?
I'm pausing. What is? Do-do-do-do. What is? What kind of music is that?
Huh?
Is that a waiting music?
Yeah, waiting music.
Is that what Japanese waiting music is?
I don't have a high voice.
Very nice.
Yes.
Anyway, so what were we talking about?
Jai,
you are so funny.
Imagination.
Oh my, why'd you come up here? But yeah. Why are you so talky? Bubba, can you say hi? Oh, can you say hello? Can you say hello?
I'm Jai.
What? Say hello.
Mama? You hungry? Are you hungry?
Yeah, it's almost time.
Oh.
But so yeah, extreme. But
almost time, say? 3?
Huh?
What time does he eat? What time does he
four
eat?
4 o'clock. About 3 something, 4 o'clock.
Oh, yeah. And that's it? And no more after that?
No, in the evening before he go to bed, he'll eat another time. In the morning, he'll eat another time.
So 3 times. Mm-hmm. My baby, she just eat 9 p.m.
Oh, that's it? One time?
Once a night. Once a day.
Once she's, time.
Once time.
Once time. Two's times?
Once time.
Two's times. Three's times.
Three's time.
Four's times.
Fourth time.
Oh,
just,
wow.
Just one time.
Once times.
Just once time.
Oh my gosh.
Oh wow.
So let's oh my almost gosh, it's time, almost time. Yeah. It's almost time.
So if
I'm
you,
so tired because we've been recording back to back.
If you have any kind of funny extreme imagination, please send us a note.
Yes.
gmail.com.
Like, yeah, I don't think anyone will. Only you are that crazy.
No, I think this is pretty common, I'm telling you.
Well, one other thing that I want to talk about is that I wish we could record like 15 shows before the winter so that we can play it through all the way through winter.
We might have to.
That would be nice.
We might have to do like a Ding the Bell recording marathon.
I know.
All day.
All we're gonna day, camp. All night.
We're going to camp and we're going to have like a bonfire.
Bong fire. You know what a bong is, right? Hookah, like a smoking thing. Ah, it's called bong.
Bong fire.
Yeah. Not bonfires.
Like moeno yo moeno yo no moeno kino ko taki age ten ma de todoke.
Oh my gosh, is that bonfire song? Yes. Like the campfire song?
Yeah.
Oh.
Is it how do you sing in English? Hallelujah, hallelujah. I guess not.
Maybe
what is
so.
That?
Maybe.
What is that? Oh, fire, 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 fire. Fire. And it's like fire go like make bigger.
Can I hear the fire go up the hair? So Oh my gosh, this is a very entertaining, crazy, silly show that we call Ding the Bell, and I'm so glad that you are back here to listen to us again.
Yeah.
But until next time, this is the small dose of Ding the Bell, laughing therapy, and the only that you know, Ding the Bell is.
I think Ding the Bell is kind of like your red, like seed that you fed your grandmother.
So that like they can die.
Medicine.
Kill your
laughing grandmother. Laughing
no,
therapy.
Ding the Bell is?
DingTheBell.com.
Is only you.
Oh, Ding the Bell is only you need it.
Yes, only you need it.
Yeah.
And we hope that you'll come back next week. You can communicate with us. You can follow us on Twitter, which is at Ding the Bell. Or you can email us.
DingTheBell@gmail.com.
You can go to our website.
DingTheBell@DingTheBell.com.
No.
Website, DingTheBell.com.
Yes, you said DingTheBell@DingTheBell.
DingTheBell.com.
DingTheBell.com, go to our website. You can leave comments there. And I really, really enjoy when you guys drop by.
Yeah.
Especially to my... What?
What you looking at? Waiting.
Especially to my Asian listeners. Because I was surprised that many Asian listeners actually do listen to Ding the Bell.
Is awesome. That is awesome.
I know. It's very nice. Yes. So maybe when you go to Malaysia, you'll be famous.
Oh, Ding the Bell, the Delta India November Golf. Delta Alpha Bravo Alpha Lima Lima.
Wow. Congratulations. That's a good high note to end the show with. Thank you. Bye-bye.